From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A summit on the migrant crisis. A group of more than 60 leaders from Africa and the European Union are meeting in Malta, trying to bolster their response to the current migration crisis. Among the list of topics, the summit is focusing on addressing the reasons why people are leaving their homes in their countries. Federica Mogherini is the head of EU Foreign Affairs.
Now we are in the second stage somehow, building this partnership with our African partners and deciding common instruments to manage this.
French President François Hollande told the summit that Africa needs more international development aid in order to curb the flow of migrants from the continent. He noted that a lot of migrants are from Eritrea and Sudan. Syria's political turmoil and Islamic State unrest will be high on the agenda for Secretary of State John Kerry, who departs on Thursday for visits to Tunisia, Austria, and Turkey. In Austria, there will be a second round of talks on Syria's political future following their first meeting in October. Rival al-Shabaab factions fought Wednesday in Somalia. It's the latest sign of a split in the group as to whether it should align with al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. Residents say the violence occurred when a group of al-Shabaab fighters attacked the hideout of pro-Islamic State faction. The fighting near Sakau in the middle Juba region killed 9 fighters and wounded 8. Myanmar President Thein Sein has congratulated opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy Party for their apparent landslide victory in this week's parliamentary elections. The latest results from the country's election commission show the NLD has claimed 179 out of 216 seats. This is VOA News.